I Good morning. Welcome each one to the service this morning. We're here because of the faithfulness of God. Genesis chapter 8, verse 22. And the covenant that God was giving to Noah, he said, "While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease." We're moving from summer into fall, and now this week, it feels like we're really getting winter, but it's a reminder that God is faithful. His promises are still true. Let's have singing, and then Paul Yoder will have the devotional.
Let's begin with number 204. Number 204.
Oh, yeah.
to number 201.
Good morning. The Savior has come, right? We just sang that. I'd like to hear everyone say hallelujah. 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 Amen. We praise the Lord that he came. Anyone here in the front rows know what day of the month it is today? Is it November or December? December 1st. Does anyone know anything special in the Christian calendar?
First day of Advent.
The first day of Advent. So it's not a, some people celebrate it more than others. Over the years, we have learned to appreciate remembering those. And it's simply the last four Sundays before Christmas is preparing our hearts to celebrate the coming of the Messiah. And we have found it a blessing, some years better than others, to become quiet and to thank the Lord for his coming to quiet our hearts. So this morning, it's the first day of Advent. I'm glad that Levon's here this morning and other visitors. We rejoice in his goodness. I would just give recognition to Ann Voskamp's book, The Greatest Gift, 25 Readings for Advent, where a lot of this inspiration comes from. So let's turn to Isaiah 11. Before we read that, what do you, if the ones in the front bench, I know you know the answers, but if you're not too scared, could you just say, when you see a stump in a yard or in a pasture, what do you think it's good for? What do you think will likely happen to it? Will you leave it grow? Or?
It'll rot.
And if it doesn't rot and you want to do things in that area, you have a nice lawn and you don't want to see it rot, what do you do then?
You take it out.
You take it out, yeah. You hire someone to take it out or you dig it out somehow. Well, this scripture talks about a trunk. So we think it's something that is kind of good for nothing, we would say, right? At least it's not of great value. It indicates that sometime something grew there that was of value, and there is still some life there. Sometimes around a trunk, we see little twigs grow up, right? Sprigs, branches. But we don't expect anything real. Sometimes a tree grows, but not often. So pay attention to what the prophet Isaiah says here. We're going to read the first two verses and verse 10 of chapter 11. There shall come forth a rod or a branch or a sprig from the stem, the trunk of Jesse. Who was Jesse? The father of David. Very good. The father of King David. And a branch shall grow out of his roots. That means a branch shall grow out of the roots of Jesse, which means David. Now listen to here in verse 2 what it says about that root, that branch. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. We know who he's talking about. Isn't that wonderful? That Spirit on the Messiah, the chosen one. And we'll jump down to verse 10. And in that day, there shall be a root of Jesse. Again, repeating that. And then look at this. Who shall stand as a banner, as a beckoning, as a symbol of victory, as a symbol of, you know, there's a banner, used to be a banner in the United States, so welcoming the oppressed, the poor, and so forth, who shall stand as a banner to the people, for the Gentiles shall seek him. So the next several benches. The Gentiles shall seek him. Another word would be the heathen shall seek him. So does that have anything special to say to us?
That's me.
That's me. Amen. Not just the Jews, but the Gentiles as well. We were grafted in. And so today, we have heard the gospel sound. And this was a prophecy. The Gentiles shall seek him, and his resting place shall be glorious. Come unto me, Jesus said, all of you who are labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You know, as we look at the life of Jesus, so I think that's why the Advent is also a good time to take time to look for the small things and ask the Lord to open our eyes to the people around us. You know, the cashiers at Walmart are kind of hard-pressed sometimes. Maybe they need a smile and a thank you. In our church, people have lost their loved ones, Twyla and Willard. Others are going through struggles. I think we, as followers of Jesus, want to be alert. Ask the Lord to be conscious and to be quiet so he can speak to us. I have a hard time with that. But that's why we encourage each other. Did you ever think, well, you know, I'm sure you did, but this is also a time, and I think there's always a tension between the Lord Jesus as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That's the way he's coming back. But when he walked on this earth, if you really think of it, that group of men he had around him, Simon the Zealot, his task and his goal in life was to get rid of the Roman government. And right opposite of him was Matthew, who collaborated, who worked with the Romans to get the taxes and more than the taxes out of the Jews. And they were together with the Messiah. What chance did he have to make something work among those people? And then you have those two brothers, sons of thunder. Can you recognize how that must have sounded sometime? When they, I don't know, what made them have that reputation? But that's our Lord. That's the wonderful mercy and grace of our Lord who comes and takes us as he wants, at where we are, and starts to mold us. And I think that's why it's so important to seek him earnestly and ask the Lord to give us a heart after him. So the time has gone quicker than I have, but so Bo's going to lead us. I'm just going to ask him to sing both choruses. The one is, as the deer panteth after the waters, so my heart panteth after you. It's not in your books. And the other one is, let the redeemed of the Lord, the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion. He's just going to lead. I think most of us know those, okay? And so he's going to lead those from where he's sitting.
Dear panteth for the water, so my soul cries out to you. You are
Our Father, give us that hunger. Unless you give it in one way, we cannot have it. But on the other hand, unless we yearn for it, ye won't give it. And so, Jesus, our Lord and King, help us to honor you during this season. Forgive our laxness so many times, but we rejoice in you. And we thank you that we are redeemed by your wonderful grace. And may our song of gladness and rejoicing be a witness of you, our Lord. We give you honor. We give you thanks. Bless each soul that is here this morning in whatever struggle they are facing. May you minister to each heart and life. And bless each one that participates, each one here, that we can receive what you want to receive, you want us to receive. We give you thanks and praise in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.
Paul pointed us again to look to Jesus and remember his salvation. It's time for Sunday school. Let's dismiss the teachers that teach the children in the basement. And the children are dismissed as well. If you're visiting, there will be someone, should be someone in the basement to help you find your class. For the adults, this Sunday we are studying Matthew chapter 9, verses 9 through 34. Next Sunday, 9, verse 35 through chapter 10, verse 23. So, invite everyone to join in the Sunday school classes. If you're visiting, the men's classes are here in the sanctuary and in the basement. For the women, classes are going to be in the overflow. You are dismissed to go to your classes.